We're seeing an unprecedented rise in the numbers of animal cruelty cases across Ireland. So says the ISPCA in its latest appeal. The National Animal Charity is looking for emergency funding so that it can provide safe sheltering, medical care and rehabilitation for abused animals. Dr. Cyril Sullivan is Chief Executive Officer at the ISPCA and he joined us on the line. Dr. Sullivan, cruelty to animals or pets is always so difficult to hear about, but I have to ask, what are you seeing?
I suppose, Carl, from our point of view, from the ISPCA's point of view, what we're really in the midst of is a national animal welfare crisis. Towards the end of 2022 and into 2023, our inspectorate, authorised officers under the Animal Health and Welfare Act, saw a very significant surge in the number of dogs that we were rescuing into 2023. And just to give your listeners an idea of the scale of the problem, we had rescued up to 700 dogs in 2022. We rehabbed those or rehomed them. For the first half of this year, we've rescued that number. So effectively, there's been a doubling of the demand on our services. So it's a very serious situation for us. We find it quite staggering. And we also have other animals to take care of, in terms of horses and cats and others that we have to rescue. So we find it an unprecedented position to be in. And hence, we've launched the national appeal in June. And we're repeating that this morning again.
And you say that there was a case of extreme cruelty where a dog was set on fire at one point. Can you tell us about that?
Well, obviously, I can't talk about the detail of it. And that case is with An Garda Síochána. So, that from an ISPCA point of view, that type of thing, if done on purpose, is just horrific. And the ISPCA would want to see very serious sanction for that type of behaviour. I suppose the key problem for us in terms of types of issues we're having, people are abandoning animals. We have obviously got the issue around a COVID puppy boom, and other issues that contributed to it. But that type of behaviour, as I said, is totally outrageous and inhumane and deserves the full punishment of the law. And the animal welfare legislation provides for that, up to $250,000 in fine and 5 years in jail. And we would hope that the full rigours of the law be applied.
Now, you're having to rent private kennels in order to house these huge numbers of abandoned dogs. Is this sustainable?
Yeah, it's a very good question. We have a plan in terms of how we're planning to get through this. It's a three to four stage plan, depending on where we're at. But in the immediate short term, no animal is going to be left behind. Other shelters are a different position. They're taking animals in who are healthy, and they can say, look, we don't need to take them now. They can pace their entrance. But for us, we have to continue to work. We're determined to keep to work. Our inspectors, our board are all determined that we're not going to leave any animal behind. So in terms of that, being said, our kennels are full. Our centres are full. We have four centres across the country, Donegal, Longford, Mallow and Wicklow. They're full. But we have arranged private shelters to bring the extra animals in. So in the short term, we are going to provide private shelters. We will have extra veterinary services for the additional dogs coming in. We are in the process of expanding our own capacity across each one of those centres. So we're installing kennels. We have to get those animals into our own care. It's unsustainable, as you said. We have to keep renting private kennels. We expect to incur maybe in the region of $500,000 over our budgets for this year to do this.
Okay.
So hence, as I said, the need for the appeal.
Dr. Cyril Sullivan, we're going to have to leave it there. The appeal is called Stop the Pain. Thank you very much for joining us. Cyril Sullivan is the Chief Executive Officer at the ISPCA.